This is Attorney Robert Savage speaking with you today about some things that your stockbroker or other financial advisor may have done wrong. That is, some of the common reasons you might be able to sue your broker. Well, you may want to sue your broker for every problem with your account, but there are some problems that really don't rise to the level where you have a plausible cause of action. But certainly there are problems where you should think about suing your broker. Today I want to talk to you about several of those potential reasons. First one I want to talk about is unsuitability. Now, your broker is required under the FINRA regulations to only make recommendations to you that they have a reasonable basis for believing are suitable for your unique financial situation. So the broker has the responsibility to make sure that they understand what is suitable for you. And to form this reasonable basis for believing that a recommendation is suitable for you, the broker has to attempt to learn certain information about you and your financial information and your investment objectives. For example, the rules require that a broker attempt to learn your age, your financial status, your tax status, your investment objectives, and other information considered reasonable by a broker in making recommendations to you. Your broker then must analyze that information that you provide to determine whether his or her recommendation is right for your specific circumstances. One of the things we run into oftentimes is that a client will not fully describe their financial situation accurately to the broker, and thus the broker can make recommendations on imperfect information only. And that may wind up hurting clients such as yourself. So if a broker cold calls you with a recommendation without first inquiring about your financial situation, investment objectives, risk tolerance, etc., that broker has likely violated the suitability rule. So it's a good idea not to do business with a broker who calls you out of the blue and promises you incredible returns on a wonderful stock that, quote-unquote, can't lose. Experience tells us that you're likely to lose a lot in that investment. Another problem that may occur in your account is unauthorized trading. This is when you get documents from your broker, whether in a confirmation or in the monthly statement, and you look at the trades and you're surprised by a trade that was done in your account. If this has happened to you, your broker may have made an unauthorized trade in your account. An unauthorized trade is a violation of FINRA rules regarding unauthorized trading and may be a good reason to sue your broker for losses related to that unauthorized trade. Now, just because your broker called you and told you about the trade after the trade was completed does not make it an appropriate trade. Your broker has an obligation to obtain your authority first prior to making any trades or other changes in your account. There are very limited instances where a broker may obtain authority from you to trade a stock without speaking to you first. Now, in general, brokerage firms do not allow their brokers to have authority in a client's account, although there's something known as time and price discretion, which means the broker and you have discussed a certain stock and have determined to leave it up to the broker to determine the best time and price to buy it. So, for example, you've determined you want to buy Apple stock, and you give a price to the broker who tells you that it's not available at that price, and you say, well, why don't you buy it when you think it's appropriate to buy, and you tell them the number of shares and the stock symbol. They can then have the authority to go out and buy that stock on your behalf. Now, one of the things the brokers will try to do is try to get you to ratify a trade after they've made it if they have failed to contact you before it. If this happens, make sure you contact the brokerage firm and the branch manager as soon as you can and get that trade unwound. That's going to be the quickest way of avoiding losses or recovering the losses. Short of that, we can always go after them in FINRA arbitration to recover the losses. Be careful of illegal guarantees. There are no guarantees in the stock market, and oftentimes a broker may promise you that a stock will go up and it's a you can't lose guaranteed type of investment. If you see this or hear this, rather, you certainly are going to want to stop and take another look at whatever this investment is, because there's no guarantees that can be made in the stock market. It's just the nature of the market. So in the instance where your broker has made an illegal guarantee to you, you may have a basis to sue your broker. Another instance of a problem a broker may have created in your account is what's known as churning. Now, this is a situation where your stockbroker or other investment professional constantly bought and sold investments in your account, and this excessive trading results in losses or other injury to you and is not in your best interest. Even if your account remains flat or makes a small profit and the broker churned it, you may have a claim to recover the commissions that you paid, because churning is by definition an action the broker takes strictly to generate commissions for themselves and their corporation, and thus you may have a claim to pursue either or both on losses and or commissions paid. Another thing to be concerned with is whether your broker is making material misrepresentations or material omissions. This will impact your understanding of the risk you're taking when purchasing a stock that's recommended by them. So if the broker focuses solely on the positive aspects of the company and fails to disclose or materially misrepresents the downside potential for the account purchase recommendation, then you may wind up with another cause of action against your broker. So it takes some time to analyze whether your account has had any of these problems in it and you have a cause of action. So we recommend that you bring your statements to an attorney who's familiar with the stock market, who can analyze the trades and the activity in your account and the losses and give you a better idea of if you have losses that are the result of merely market action or the result of some action by the stockbroker or other financial professional that has resulted in your losses.